Welcome to Mind Over Matter with Heather Hakes, where mindset is everything. I share stories of insight, personal experience, ways in which I and others have overcome obstacles, and the importance of perseverance. Welcome to my podcast.
Welcome to episode number 96. This week, I'm diving into the topic of you snooze, you lose. How many of you dread the mornings? How many times have you hit the snooze button time after time? Then you dread waking up, you roll out of bed, you may be rushing out the door, and then your day is just off to a shitty start. I can speak from personal experience that this used to be me. I could barely get myself out of bed by 7 a.m. to get to the work by 8. I was normally 5 to maybe even 10 minutes late. And that was my experience every single day. But you know what's funny? A year and a half after quitting corporate, I wake up earlier on my own, now between 5:30 and 6, no alarm needed. And that's what life is about. When you are excited to wake up to each day, there's no need to hit the snooze button. And let me tell you this, when you hit snooze, you really do lose. Think about it for a moment. By hitting the snooze button, you're delaying the start to your day or laying there dreading what you have to show up for. That is not a way of living, and I truly believe that how you do anything is how you do everything. Where else are you snoozing in life? I'm not suggesting you need to be the Energizer Bunny and totally peppy and excited and you jump out of bed each morning, but I would highly suggest that you find gratitude for each day and start implementing a morning routine so you are excited, you are motivated, and you create momentum first thing in the morning. I've talked previously about how important having a morning routine is, and I've even interviewed others that share with you how their mornings used to be chaotic and they wouldn't get things done, and even just the mental shift they had going from snoozing to creating that momentum morning routine and getting shit done. I don't feel like I really need to tell you the things that happen when you hit the snooze button, but just off the top of my head, you'll feel drowsier, you don't get any deep sleep. And think about it, if you hit snooze 2 or 3 times in a morning, that's 30, maybe even 45 minutes of productivity you're losing out on. I want this podcast episode to be one in which empowers you and excites you as well as motivates you to get up earlier rather than nagging you about the things that happen when you hit the snooze button. So here we go. To start, why don't you think about and focus on reasons that you would want to wake up earlier? Maybe it's to get a little morning stretch in or enjoy a cup of coffee while it's quiet and nobody else is up, or maybe it's to journal and to have gratitude, or those 5 minutes to meditate. Whatever it may be, come up with reasons why you would want to wake up earlier. The next step, which is extremely powerful and I've implemented in my own routine, is don't use your phone as an alarm and don't keep your phone in the bedroom. I now have a regular alarm clock that I keep next to my bed should I need it to wake up for maybe a flight or something, and I keep my phone down in the kitchen charging at night. Better yet, with that new alarm clock, don't keep it on your nightstand. Maybe put it across the room on your dresser or maybe even in the bathroom so you have to get up and out of bed, because once you're already up and out of bed, it makes it that much harder to go back to bed. I also believe the key in all of this is trying to be on a regular schedule, because if sometimes you go to bed at 9, sometimes it's 11, other times it's midnight, you're going to be all over the place. If you can create that schedule of maybe you go to bed at 10 each night and you're up by 6, or whatever works for you, however many hours you need, create a sleep schedule. And finally, one that I think is the most important, it's all about reframing your mindset. Think of your alarm as a firm commitment you've made to yourself about what you want to get up for, not something negotiable and hitting snooze. I'm going to leave you with this quote by Hal Elrod. There is too much life to be lived for you to hit the snooze button. In fact, I believe the quote is, seize the day, not snooze the day. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode. To connect with me further, you can find me on Facebook, Heather Hakes. I am also on Instagram as heather.hakes. And I even have a YouTube channel. Guess what? Heather Hakes. I'll catch you on the next episode.